wasn't born here. In fact, I wasn't born in the country I spent most of my life. As it relates to my life and my life in academia, it means that there has never been a room in my entire career in which I have felt at home. Home to me has always been my research or family. The cruelest joke of this pandemic is that it's taken both those things from me. The irony is that, in a way, it's given it back to me as well. I haven't been this connected to my younger sister since we were children. And as another semester begins, in this place that not only feels foreign, but violent to me daily, I find it more important than ever to anchor myself in something unshakable and as permanent as I can hope for. Me. New semester, whole new flock of students.
Yep. PJ goes back to teaching too.
I only wish this meant we were going back to our coffee shop.
We'll get there. Let's get people vaccinated first.
Yes. What's the plan there? Do we know?
We should be hearing plans for that in the next few weeks.
Have you spoken to our dear Mama Bear about teaching in a virtual world?
No. Should I?
Have you ever sat in on one of her classes?
No, and you're scaring me right now.
She does an entire section on African female warriors. She's had several of her theater students come in and act out a choreographed fight with spears.
How have I never heard of this?
Not sure. Maybe you need to get out of the lab more often.
How do you replicate that virtually?
Now you understand my question.
I'm sure she'll figure something out.
You did hear that President James isn't going to open up campus next semester.
Yes. After the protest, the BSU and Fraternal Order had a meeting with him. We expressed our dismay at him even considering it.
Glad to know we have some power.
Actually, I think it was more about him not wanting to be sued if a student died.
Fair point. Did Elijah agree to be on that committee for him?
On the contingent that he changed the name.
What was it before?
Task Force.
So there's basically no place a black body can escape martial law, is what you're saying?
Not even academia. How's your sister?
Cuckoo. It is driving me crazy, but it is nice having her care so much about my emotional state.
Are you really thinking of leaving?
I am. It's different for all of you. I've been in America for a long time, but it's not my home. I certainly never thought I'd be seeking tenure at an institution which still celebrates dehumanization and subjugation of humans that look like me. I know it's partly a reaction to the isolation of a pandemic, but knowing that African blood is soaked into the ground can be soul-crushing at times.
I get it. I wouldn't want you to stay here if you're that unhappy. Just know that I'll miss you.
And I you.
I thought my black life was separate from my life in academia. I thought my PhD on the wall was proof that I had ascended. Beaten odds, done something different with my life. That's what my family told me. You're gonna grow up to be something. I wore that like a badge of honor. What this pandemic has taught me is that there is no accomplishment, no diploma, no book written, journal, article published, or collegiate connection that makes them see past my skin. I kept quiet, the same way a battered wife goes along to get along when her husband comes home drunk. I made myself small, invisible, hoping they would just leave me be. I can't be what they expect of me anymore. I heard a man call for his mother, a child call for help. I saw a woman sleeping, a man jogging, a violinist walking home, and a woman refused to signal, and I am no different. Oh yes, the myth of the magical Negro is alive and well, but I'm not hiding in fairy tales anymore.
We have got to stop meeting like this.
Or one of us has to agree to shop at different times.
Really, the grocery store is almost the only place I see people now.
So, sis, how's the plan for teaching coming?
Good. I'm only taking back 2 of my classes. I still have to finish writing this book based on my research. Trying to ease myself back in.
Good plan. I'm writing up my research, but I have also decided to publish a book of poetry.
Ivan, that's amazing. I can't wait to buy a book of your poems.
Don't get too excited. They could be crap.
They are not. You forget. We've been sneaking in to hear you for over a year. Your poetry is beautiful.
I'm glad you think so. 1 copy sold then.
1? You'll sell at least 4.
Funny. That's very funny.
Give me a break. It's been a while since I've felt like making a joke.
Apparently, it's just like riding a bike.
Nah, you're just easy prey.
You're going to milk this for a few more months, aren't you?
Of course. It feels good.
Good to see you smile. Even if it is at my expense. So, tell me, what's going on with Eli's wedding?
How would I know?
You mean you don't?
I haven't spoken to Eli in 2 weeks.
Huh?
What?
No blood rain? No boiling seas? No plague of locusts?
Cute. We're not biblically joined.
Could have fooled me. Why haven't you talked in 2 weeks?
Because all he wanted to talk about was his wedding. I know it sucks and it's selfish of me. I am truly happy for he and James. It just reminds me of what I've lost.
I can see that. But you are going to call and make up, right?
He has my number.
You know, it only hurts the kids when mommy and daddy.
I want to be mad at you for saying that, but I can't.
Have you guys ever gone for 2 weeks without speaking?
Not since we started working here on the same day. So, when you look at it like that, maybe it was time for a break.
Wow.
I know. It's thin.
I can see through it.
I'll call him. And how's your better half?
She's fine. The time zones are killing us for communication. We've been writing letters.
When can she come back?
Not sure. I hope soon. Without her, I may either starve to death or grow feathers because all I know how to cook reliably is chicken.
Is that your way of saying you want to come over for dinner?
You cooking?
Actually, Marcus is barbecuing tonight. He's teaching Omar how to use the grill.
Got a fire extinguisher handy?
2 of them. You're more than welcome to join us in the backyard.
What time?
7:30.
I'm there.
I am a scientist. I know exactly what makes this happen inside a body. I know what memory pathways breaking down inside the brain means. I can tell you what it looks like. I can name all of the chemicals involved in the loss of memory and cognitive function associated with Alzheimer's. But I can't fix it. I went to school. No, he put me through school so I could be the one to fix it. I can't. This is happening to him, and I can't stop it. He taught me how to be a man of faith, of purpose, and I should be able to repay that with comfort and safety in these years. I don't know if I'm up to it. And how do I manage this in my workload?
Kai, good you're here. I took a chance you'd be in today.
Yeah, you just caught me. I'm about to head home.
First, I want to say how sorry I am for your student.
Thanks.
Second, I was wondering what your setup was for the vigil.
Technology-wise, you mean?
Yes. We're definitely going to have to stream the ceremony for family out of state, and I thought you would have some suggestions.
Absolutely. I can send you all the particulars. It was pretty easy to set up. You just have to have someone run it for you. You're thinking of having several cameras or just one?
James wants at least 2 angles. I think there should be 3. It's my love of spatial balance.
I get it. How are the rest of the wedding plans going?
Good. Doing all this virtually gives us some freedom to choose the date we want, whether people can be present or not. Really, the only people present will be our attendants, my mom and brother, the officiants, and you guys.
You think you'll have a larger wedding when COVID is over?
No, I am only doing this once.
Who are the attendants? And maybe I'm not as up on gay culture as I should be. What are they?
You're fine. We didn't want to designate best man and maid of honor. It felt too hetero for us. So we wanted to call them something gender neutral. Attendance is what we came up with. I'm on my way over to PJ's to ask her to be mine. James hasn't decided yet.
So you guys made up?
We'll see. I can't imagine getting married without her there. I know she's hurting, and I can't begin to know what she's going through. I'm hoping she can find a way to be happy for me.
I'm positive she's happy for you. I'm also positive that it's got to sting a little, but she loves you. It'll all work out, inshallah.
That's why I thought talking face to face would be better.
Change of subject. Did you accept that appointment?
I did, after getting them to change the name. We're in the middle of asking other faculty. I was hoping Ivan would want to be on it with me.
I think that's a great idea.
So far, it's been fun creating a rainbow coalition to advise the president on how to create more equitable culture.
Inshallah, it will continue to be fun and rewarding and beneficial for the university.
That remains to be seen. Are you doing okay? You look like you were in another world when I came in.
Just worried about Baba. He's going downhill faster than I anticipated. That's why I'm heading out. The nurse I found can only stay for another 45 minutes.
I didn't know you'd got him a nurse.
I can't leave him alone anymore. I can't trust him to cook for himself. And he's wandered out into the neighborhood twice already. The stress of someone calling the police to get him back home was panic-inducing.
I'm sure. I'm so sorry you're going through this. Is there anything we can do to help?
No, I just have to figure out the best way to help him.
Okay. If you need anything, please let me know.
Will do. I gotta go, but I'll send you that info when I get home.
Great. Thank you.
Do you give up on the creation of a truly diverse, anti-racist, anti-capitalist university system? Can you truly fight for such a thing while being so closely tied to it, receiving from it your livelihood? They say you should rock a boat you're sitting in. Being a black academic is continually the choice of rocking the boat to keep you afloat, or sitting in it while it slowly chokes the life out of you. There are no good choices. There is no one clear path, because this path is so new that no one has walked its full length. A path which is obscured by simultaneously living in a society that does not value your life beyond commoditizing it. But walk the path we must, each of us in our own way, in our own time, with our own armaments.
Baba, I want you to sit down with me for a moment.
Son, who was that strange woman?
The nurse, Baba. We talked about this.
I will not have a son of mine keep a woman in his house without marriage.
She's not here for me, Baba. She's here to take care of you.
I don't need anyone to take care of me, son. I'm fine.
Baba, I've decided to take a leave of absence from teaching.
Kai Muhammad Ali, why would you do that?
I want to spend some time with you.
I'm not some old man you need to look after. I'm fine, son. Now, it's almost time for prayers. Let's get ready to go to masjid.
Baba, there's...
No excuses. I know you have not been praying 5 times each day. Now that I'm here, that's going to change.
Kashif gets up and walks down the hall.
Allah help me. Baba! Baba, are you all right? You're going to be fine. I'm calling an ambulance. You're going to be fine. Stay with me, Baba.
The things that sustain you turn out to be the things that mean the most to you. Students, family, friends. The things you can control to some degree and receive joy from. A walk in nature. The planting of a garden. Being part of that moment when a student has an epiphany, makes an important connection, or simply appreciates your existence. those are the things that keep you going, keep you fighting, and differentiate the things worth fighting for. PJ's Backyard after dinner.
Thanks again for dinner. This was great.
Anytime. I think Omar enjoyed seeing you.
Yes. But playing video games with Marcus was too much to resist.
It's become their thing. Basketball, boxing on Saturdays, and video games. It's kept him sane.
That's good. Looks like it's kept Marcus sane, too.
Yeah. So, when's the last time you spoke to Elena?
Last week. Her father's having a really tough time with her brother's death. Travel restrictions haven't lifted yet. She wants to stay.
What do you want?
Well, I miss my wife. But I know what it's like to be the only child to care for a parent. You have to do it. I was there for my mom in the same way. I can't ask her to leave him because I'm lonely.
Well, if nothing else, I can keep you well fed.
And I appreciate it.
Mommy, Uncle Eli's here.
Thank you, baby. It's almost 10. You need to start getting ready for bed.
Why can't I stay up and talk with you?
Because you have classes all day tomorrow and basketball camp after that.
Okay. Uncle Eli, you need to come by in a few days so we can hang out. I've almost finished building the model you got for me.
You got it. The city of Alexandria or the one of the Giza Pyramid?
Alexandria. I could use some help with the last of the library.
We will get together next week. Promise.
Cool. Night, everyone.
Trying to create another engineer?
The world needs more of us.
We were just having a drink. You want one?
I would.
Scotch or bourbon?
Bourbon. I'm glad I saw you, Ivan.
Watch out. I know what that means.
Hush you.
What you need?
I want you to join me on family.
On what?
Faculty Anti-Racist Multinational League. It's what I got the president to change the name to. We're forming now. We'll have unfettered access to the president and advise him on a range of issues like tenure, curriculum, campus culture, students, and faculty recruitment. You down?
You got them to name it family. Gotta love that. I'm in.
Great. I'll send you some info tomorrow.
And on that note, I will take my very full, very happy black ass home.
You sure?
Yeah, I gotta go. Dinner was great, though. I'm sure we'll be seeing each other in the grocery store next week.
It's a date.
Night, Ivan.
Your bourbon?
Thanks.
When one of the things that keeps you sane is at risk of falling apart, what do you do? How do you fight for it? Can you ask for what you need even when you know it might break the other person?
You get all your grading done?
I did for the final papers. Just waiting for exams to come in next. Thank goodness I have TAs, or I would never get my grading done on time. You all set for virtual teaching?
Yep.
Even the battle?
I found a couple of theater students who could film it for me. So they'll get to see it live and in color. That's what that class is famous for. I couldn't disappoint.
I hope you stick to that trend. I have something to ask you.
What's that?
I want you to stand up for me at the wedding.
Me? What about your brother? What about Simon?
He does not want to be in the wedding. My mom is walking James down the aisle, and I...
I'm sorry, stop. Your mother is walking James down the aisle.
You should see these two together. They're worse than us on a shopping spree.
Clothes or home goods shopping? I need context.
Clothes?
Wow. So they bonded.
I may have to pry them apart.
Must feel amazing to have her back in your life, though.
It does. I never thought in a million years that I would have my family back. At the same time, you lost some of yours.
I don't want to talk about it, Elijah.
Ooh, full name usage. Got it. I want you to walk me down the aisle. I want you to stand beside me as I take my vows to James. Most importantly, I want you to make sure I don't snap and twist his cute little face off his body before we get to the altar.
How many glittery, shiny, and things that light up have you had to say no to?
Girl, too many. He's a DJ. He thinks everything should be a strobe light or a neon sign. I want something simple, clean, and dignified, and he keeps trying to whore it up.
Yes, I will do all those things.
Oh, thank God.
On two conditions.
Sweet brown baby Jesus, I was so close. What is it?
My dress is the most fabulous creation ever seen.
Ah, just like you to want to pull attention away from the grooms. But okay.
And that you forgive me when I can't match your exuberance.
Done and done.
PJ, Eli, Kai just called.
What's up?
His father has a stroke. He's in the hospital.
Oh my God, we should go.
We can't. They won't even let Kai in the scene.
COVID protocols.
Where is he?
At home, waiting.
Let's go. Marcus, you stay here with Omar. I'll call you when we know something.
We'll text everyone else on the way. I'll drive.
Thank you for listening to Grounds, produced by Eugene Martin, LLC. Written by Leslie M. Scott Jones. Recorded by Pendleton Presents, with sound design by Michael Moxham for AutoZone. Grounds stars Leslie M. Scott Jones as PJ, Doug Spearman as Elijah, JJ Johnson as Kai, Kevin Troy as Quasi, Will Jones as Ivan, David Von Strawn as Marcus, Omar Nazir as Omar, Jamal Garrison Lowe as James, Michael Moxham as President James, Niara Baskfield as Kukua, Brandon Lee as Kashif, and Rochelle Claiborne as Jacqueline. Funding for season 2 of Grounds was provided by Virginia Humanities.